This is the Sakar Murli of the 2nd of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are a doubly non-violent spiritual army. You have to establish your divine kingdom by following Srimat. Question, what should you spiritual servers caution everyone about? Answer, caution everyone. This is the time of that same Mahabharat war. This old world is now going to be destroyed. The Father is inspiring the establishment of a new world. After destruction, there will be cries of victory. You should all get together and discuss how to give everyone the Father's introduction before destruction takes place. Song, you wasted the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Om Shanti. The Father explains that God is the highest on high. Then, because you are an army, he can also be called the Commander-in-Chief. Who is your Supreme Commander? You know that there are two types of army. Those are physical armies, whereas you are a spiritual army. Those armies are limited, whereas you are an unlimited army. You have commanders, generals, and also lieutenants. You children know that you are establishing your kingdom by following Srimat. There is no question of a war, etc. We are once again establishing our divine kingdom over the whole world by following Srimat. We perform this part every cycle. All of these matters are unlimited. These things don't apply to those battles. The Father is the highest on high. He is also called the magician, the jewel merchant, and the ocean of knowledge. The praise of the Father is limitless. Your intellects simply have to have remembrance of the Father. Maya makes you forget to have remembrance of him. You are a doubly non-violent spiritual army. Your only concern is how to establish your kingdom. The drama definitely will make you do this. You do have to make effort, do you not? You good children should discuss this among yourselves. Your war with Maya will continue till the end. You know that the Mahabharat war is also definitely going to happen. How else would the destruction of the old world take place? Baba is giving us Srimat. We children have to establish our kingdom once again. After this old world is destroyed, there will be cries of victory in Bharat. You have become the instruments for this. Therefore, meet among yourselves and discuss ways of doing service so that you can give everyone the Father's message that this old world is to be destroyed. The Father is establishing a new world. When a physical father builds a new home, his children become happy. That is a limited aspect, whereas this is a matter of the whole world. That new world is called the Golden Age, and this old world is called the Iron Age. It is now an old world. Therefore, you should know when and how the Father establishes a new world. Those of you who know this, know it number-wise, according to the efforts you make. The greatest of all is the Father. Then the rest are number-wise, elephant riders, cavalry and infantry. Commanders and captains are mentioned as examples, just in order to explain to you. You children should meet amongst yourselves and discuss ways of giving the Father's introduction. This is spiritual service. How can we caution our brothers and sisters and tell them that the Father has now come to establish a new world? Destruction of this old world is now standing in front of you. This is the same Mahabharat war. Human beings don't even know what happens after the Mahabharat war. You feel that you are now becoming the most elevated human beings at this confluence age. The Father has come to make you into the most elevated human beings. There is no question of a war in this. The Father explains, Children, there cannot be a single pure person in this impure world, and there cannot be a single impure person in that pure world. No one understands such a small matter. All the pictures, etc., are explained to you, children, in essence. Whatever people do on the path of devotion, such as chanting, doing penance, giving donations and performing charity, etc., it only brings them happiness that is as temporary as the droppings of a crow. However, it is only when you come here and understand these things that it will then sit in your intellects. It is now the kingdom of devotion. There isn't the slightest bit of this knowledge. Just as there is no one pure in this impure world, so too, no one but the One has any of this knowledge. The Vedas and scriptures, etc., all belong to the path of devotion. You have to come down the ladder. You have now become Brahmins. This army is number-wise. The main ones, such as commanders, captains and generals, etc., should meet together and discuss how to give Baba's message. It has been explained to you children that the messenger, preceptor and guru are all one. All others belong to the path of devotion. Only you are at the confluence age. The aim and objective of becoming Lakshmi and Narayan is absolutely accurate. On the path of devotion, they relate the story of the true Narayan, the story of the third eye, and the story of immortality. The Father is now telling you the story of the true Narayan. On the path of devotion, everything is a matter of the past. They built temples, etc., to whoever came and departed. Similarly, Shiv Baba is now teaching you, and memorials of this will then be built on the path of devotion. In the Golden Age, there are no images of Shiva or of Lakshmi and Narayan, etc. This knowledge is totally distinct from devotion. Only you have this knowledge. This is why the Father has said, Hear no evil, speak no evil. You children are now so happy that the new world is being established. Baba is once again giving us directions for the establishment of the land of happiness. The number one direction is that you must become pure. Everyone is impure. The good children should meet together and discuss how to increase service and how to give the Father's message to the poor. The Father has come as he did in the previous cycle. He says, Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. That kingdom definitely has to be established. They will definitely understand this. Those who don't belong to the deity religion will not understand. At the time of destruction, they have intellects that have no love for God. You children know that He is your Lord and Master. Therefore, you must neither indulge in vice, nor fight or quarrel. Your Brahmin religion is very elevated. They belong to the Shudra religion, whereas you belong to the Brahmin religion. You are the top knot, and they are the feet. Above the top knot, there is only incorporeal God, the highest on high. Because no one can see him with physical eyes, Shiv Baba hasn't been shown in the variety form image, nor has the top knot, symbol of Brahmins, been shown. They only speak of the deities, warriors, merchants, and Shudras. Those who become deities then take rebirth and become warriors, merchants, and Shudras. No one understands the symbolism of the variety form image. You now understand it. Therefore, you should correct the picture. Shiv Baba and you Brahmins too have to be shown. You now have to give everyone the message. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. It is your duty to give this message. Just as the Father's praise is limitless, so Bharat too is praised a great deal. If someone were to listen to this knowledge for 7 days, it would sit in his intellect. They say that they don't have time. Oh, but you have been calling out for half a cycle, and he has now come here in a practical way. The Father has to come here at the end of each cycle. Only you Brahmins understand this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. As soon as you began to study this knowledge, you developed the faith that the Beloved, to whom you had been calling out, has now come. He would surely have to come in someone's body. He doesn't have a body of his own. The Father says, I enter this one and give you children this knowledge of the world cycle, the Creator and creation. No one else knows this. This is a study. Baba makes it very easy and explains it to you. Baba says, I make you so wealthy. No one becomes as pure or as happy as you are every cycle. You children donate this knowledge to everyone at this time. The Father donates jewels to you. You then donate them to others. You are making Bharat into heaven. You follow Srimat and make Bharat into heaven by using your bodies, minds, and wealth. This is such an elevated task. You are an incognito army. No one knows this. You know that you are claiming sovereignty over the world and becoming elevated by following Srimat. The Father says, Now constantly remember me alone. Sri Krishna couldn't have said this. He was a prince. You are becoming princes. In the golden and silver ages, there is the pure family path. Impure kings worship the idols of the pure king Narayan and pure queen Lakshmi. First, there is the kingdom of the pure family path, and then the kingdom of the impure family path. It is half and half, day and night. If it were a matter of hundreds of thousands of years, it couldn't be half and half. If it were hundreds of thousands of years, the population of the Hindu religion, which is in fact the deity religion, would be very much greater. There would be countless Hindus. At present, they still take a census of the population. It is fixed in the drama, and it will happen again. Death is standing just ahead. It will be the same Mahabharat war. Therefore, meet together and make service plans. You do continue to do service. You create new pictures and have exhibitions. Okay, what should you do now? Acha, create a spiritual museum. When people see it, they will recommend it to others. Both the poor and the wealthy put money aside to give in donation. The wealthy put aside more money. It is the same here. Some give 1,000 and others give less. Some even send just 2 rupees. They say, use 1 rupee to put a brick in my name and accumulate the other rupee for 21 births. This is incognito. 1 rupee of someone poor is equivalent to 1,000 of someone wealthy. Since the poor have very little, what can they do? There are accounts. Businessmen also put something aside for donating. What should be done now? Help the father. The father will then give you the return of that for 21 births. The father comes and helps the poor. This world is no longer going to remain. Everything will turn to dust. You know that that establishment has to take place as it did in the previous cycle. The incorporeal father says, children, renounce all your bodily religions and remember the one father. This Brahma is also part of creation. Who is Brahma a child of? Who created him? How are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar created? No one knows any of this. The father comes and explains the truth. Brahma definitely has to exist in the human world. The dynasty of Brahma has been remembered. No one knows how God creates the human world. Brahma has to exist here. The father says, the one whose body I have entered is now in the last of his many births. He has taken the full 84 births. Brahma is not the creator. Only the one incorporeal one is the creator. Souls too are incorporeal. They are eternal. No one created them. Therefore, where did Brahma come from? The father says, I entered him and changed his name. The names of you Brahmins were also changed. You are Raj Rishis. In the beginning, you renounced everything and came and stayed with the father. Therefore, your names were changed. Then, because Maya ate some of you, Baba stopped creating the rosary and giving new names. Nowadays, there's a lot of cheating in every respect. They even cheat with milk. You just can't get the real thing. They even cheat the father. They begin to have themselves called God. You children now understand what a soul is and what the Supreme Soul is. It is number-wise according to the effort each of you makes. The Father knows how much each of you studies and teaches others, and what status you will then receive. You have the faith that you are being made into crown princes of the world by the Father. Therefore you should make effort accordingly and show everyone that you are becoming crown princes. You have been around the cycle of 84 births and are now becoming that again. This is hell. There is nothing left here. The Father has now come and is filling your treasure store and removing all your sorrow. Ask everyone. You have come here to have your treasure store filled, have you not? There can be no death in the land of immortality. The Father has come to remove your sorrow and fill your treasure store. That is a land of immortality, and this is a land of death. Listen to and think about these sweet things, not useless things. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. The Father has come to teach you this study, which makes you into the masters of the world. Therefore, never say that you don't have time. Follow Srimat and serve Bharat with your body, mind, and wealth to make it into heaven. 2. Listen to and speak about very sweet things of this knowledge among yourselves. Constantly remember the Father's direction. Hear no evil, speak no evil. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of vice and so gain victory over all limited desires and become a conqueror of the world. All limited desires are traces of vice. There are desires for things. Secondly, there are desires for some limited attainment from other humans. Third is a desire for fulfilling relationships. Fourth is some limited desire you have with the intention to do service, to be especially attracted to a person or object, and to say that that is not a desire, but that you like it. That too is a trace of vice. When these subtle traces finish, you will then be said to be a conqueror of vice, and so a conqueror of the world. Slogan. By having realization in your heart, claim a right to blessings from the Father, the Comforter of Hearts. Avyakt Signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Your mind, which itself is a subtle power, has to be under your control. That is, it should do everything as it is ordered to do, and it will then enable you to pass with honours and claim a right to the kingdom. In order to accumulate the power of your thoughts, only do that which you think of. As soon as you say stop, your thoughts should stop. When you think of doing service, busy yourself in doing service. When you think of the Supreme Abode, then go to the Supreme Abode. Increase such controlling power. Om Shanti.